It's 2020. The world has just gone on a lockdown. But what if I told you that was one of the best years for the Earth? Hi, I'm Jolie, an English 102 student at Tacoma Community College, and today I'm joined by
Javion,
Tuan,
and Hayden.
And today we're going to be talking about the impacts of the COVID virus on the Earth.
Carbon emissions.
Yeah. So to start off with, what exactly did COVID mean to you guys?
To me, it was a break from everything. Like, it was a completely new experience. Like, I didn't have to keep going to school and I could do my own thing. I learned a lot about myself and the world just from quarantining.
Myself, I didn't get to do much at home. I didn't really enjoy quarantine, but it was like something new that I experienced, and I guess I don't regret what I did, but I wish I could have done more.
I don't know. I feel like it was kind of like a weird time in the world because everyone was kind of just shut down inside their house. Like, no one was going out on drives or like going out on trips anywhere. So everyone was kind of just like sheltered and not really doing much that could have impacted like outside or produce anything harmful for the environment.
Yeah, I think it was definitely a time for people to like explore themselves because they didn't have to quite focus on work or school. It was more of just you're at home and you're bored, so you should find something that interests you. So I think it was definitely a break from life in a way. And yeah, so what exactly do you guys think COVID did for climate change and carbon emissions?
I think like what I just said about the airplanes, mm-hmm. people weren't going on trips.
Yeah.
And then I think airplanes probably contribute a lot to carbon emissions. Like, you guys know, I don't know if you guys know, it's like Taylor Swift. You know how she does her like private jet?
Yeah.
Her private jet trips to like the football games and stuff.
Yeah, a few states away.
Like, imagine that with like literally every airplane going around, and then it's like all kind of disappearing when COVID started.
I guess along with that, just the traffic, everything kind of slowed down. People just started working from home. People done school from home, work from home. And I guess it stopped a lot of the things that me and my uncle used to do. And it was like me and my uncle would work out after school, and we would go from our house all the way to Spanaway just to work out. And I guess that's one experience of where, like, we just stopped using cars and we stopped driving from place to place.
No, I feel like what you said about people having to work at home, I feel like it was kind of like an everlasting change to like the work environment in general.
Yeah, like a revolution.
Yeah, more people started working at home, and then I think like in like the long term stretch, that stopped a good amount of like carbon emissions being produced in general because people aren't going to be driving as much; they're going to be working from home.
Right, and even now, like people still decide to work from home and from school because they got to experience what it was like to work from home and school.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I know a few friends who moved from, like, instead of doing the normal high school experience, they chose to continue with online through Tacoma Online. And even though, like, I wish they could have stayed at high school, like, I understand how people do prefer that type of learning. It's definitely better with, you know, less transportation and stuff, less carbon emissions for the planet. Another way I think carbon emissions were reduced from COVID-19 was because we were all at home. We were definitely more on our devices. We looked through social media, we found ways to like reduce like plastic use. We found ways, you know, we were just more connected online, and even though we couldn't see each other face to face, we definitely thought outside of the box, you know, to get things done through ways that didn't produce as many carbon emissions.
Mm-hmm. And since I was like at home so much, I feel like you couldn't really go grocery shopping or anything. So it was more make food at home and grow vegetables in the garden, right, type of thing. So it was definitely a new experience for me and my family as well. So yeah, but I'm sure that with every positive thing also comes the negativity. So what do you guys think the negative aspects of COVID was, besides the illness aspect of it?
Does it have to do with carbon emissions or like
anything sustainability?
Oh, okay.
I wonder, because you know how you just said like everyone was mainly on their devices, like I feel like a lot more electricity would be being used up by like each household. I was wondering how like how much more plants needed to produce in order to like kind of sustain that, because there are like other methods of like energy production that aren't very helpful for the environment. So I wonder if like that actually kind of negatively impacted the, like, the atmosphere at all.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, I think from COVID-19, we like found sustainable ways to produce electricity, and that, I mean, I don't know specifically if that's true, but like we might have used more of that instead of, you know, how you said like the harmful ways of producing electricity.
Right, and like in my experience, I did use a lot of heating and air conditioning, so I could see why we did use a lot more electricity at home. It was bad to the environment.
And also with you know, how we've started using masks and other forms of protective equipment, I'm sure there's probably a lot of like an overabundance of it in trash cans and stuff, and probably ended up in landfills and such.
Definitely. One more thing, like even though we were more connected, we might have there was an increase in like fast fashion, you know, during COVID. Like we did more online shopping, and all that still contributes to pollution in the environment.
Yeah, especially since we were like all at home on social media, like we see someone wearing like a certain like piece of clothing, we want it, and we end up buying it too.
Exactly.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like during quarantine, I low-key started to see a bunch more like thrifting and like secondhand shopping also start to spring up as well. I feel like what you just said, people are on social media all the time and seeing other people participate in these trends, I feel like it kind of helped also boost up thrifting in a way. So it was kind of like, I don't know if you do, what do you call it? Like a double-edged sword in a way.
Yeah.
So I read from NASA that actually COVID helped like reduce emissions in a way that they couldn't have expected. Like it would have taken years normally for humans to actually do it, but COVID really helped that because, you know, we were all staying at home and reducing emissions. So I think that was something really interesting. But I also remember this analogy from a video that Hayden sent with the bathtub.
Right.
Yeah. So could you like describe that a little bit more?
Yeah. So it was like from CBC News, I think. It was describing carbon emissions as this bathtub that's filling up with water, and it's slowly rising just like our carbon emissions. This bathtub is filling with water, but we're kind of like at the top right now, and we just shut the faucet off with COVID-19. Like, you know, it went down a little bit, and what that shows is that immediate changes are less effective than permanent changes. So if we do more permanent changes, as in like sustainability, sustainable electric production, like wind turbines or solar panels. Like, this shift away from fossil fuels would be like a permanent change that might be more effective than just immediate changes.
I kind of wonder how, like, you know how it actually like dropped significantly during COVID. I wonder how that kind of like hints at the contribution of cars mainly, because no one's driving. So I feel like that would point the main contributors to climate change as of now to like basically transportation, mostly like gas powered transportation.
So, going back to my previous point on, like, the gardening and stuff, I think we also really took a step forward with more home gardening and also discovering some, like, recipes more than, like, eating out and fast food. So I think it was really interesting to see a lot of people, like, online especially, coming up with so many new recipes and, like, healthy alternatives for families to eat at home because, you know, we couldn't really eat McDonald's or Burger King or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it was really life-changing in many aspects, like, even besides the technology point with how we started using Zoom more and other online communication platforms.
Do you guys think with, like, so many online, like, online jobs coming up and, like, stay-at-home work, do you guys think you'd probably also be falling into that in the future at all?
I think it's definitely an interesting thing to do, because especially once you get older, I'm sure you probably want to stay at home and spend time with like family or loved ones. So I think that is a good alternative if that's something you're looking towards. But I think for other people, they're also, they like the work atmosphere and they like to be with like their fellow coworkers. So I think it depends on like the person. What about you, Tuan?
I guess like for me, I do really enjoy working at home. When I usually work at school, it's pretty hard to concentrate on my work and I usually end up falling asleep. So if I am able to work at home, I'm able to like just recharge a lot easier and, you know, spend some break times with family.
I wonder if would the government actually incentivize people to work at home in the future? Because if they really did see like the huge impact COVID had, would they try to like reduce the amount of transportation people are using, incentivize people to work at home? Do you guys think? Is that even like realistic at all?
I mean, I think it'd be really hard to try to do that again because COVID was like a one in a million type of thing. So I think trying to get like a majority of people to stay at home again, I think it's definitely something really hard to accomplish again. But if it is done, then it could make a big difference, I think, in the long term. Mm-hmm.
And like going back to the gardening that Joey had mentioned, I had like grandparents that really enjoyed most of the aspects of COVID, where they could enjoy each other's company. My grandma, she really got into like flowers and planting flowers in our front yard. While my grandpa, he definitely really enjoyed like just the planting new foods, and I honestly didn't really enjoy much of it because I was really picky during that time, and it was just something new that I saw, and I kind of liked seeing that side of both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a big highlight of my COVID-19 experience was when I was back in my grandpa's garden, you know, helping him weed or just watching him care for his plants. He planted a lot of like green vegetables, like bitter melon, green onions, tomatoes. It was super cool. I remember like sitting in the backyard with him, like sorting through leaves and then just bringing those leaves in to eat at dinner or lunch. And it was like such a fun experience. Definitely a highlight.
Well, thanks for joining us today, everyone. So what did you guys learn from this?
I would say, I think Aloki supported what I thought of the contribution COVID had to climate change, because I didn't really know about that analogy you had earlier with the video about the bathtub and the faucet, but I think it actually helped mold my perspective on the whole thing. So, yeah.
Right, and with the bathtub, it definitely helped me understand what was actually happening, and the way Hayden explained it, it helped me understand it a lot more, because when I first saw it, I didn't really understand, but now I see it as like we're definitely turning that faucet back on, and it's gonna affect us.
Yeah. My biggest lesson here today was that there were definitely a lot of changes during COVID, and now that we're going back to our regular lives, it's just important to be conscious about all our carbon emissions, with transportation, with, you know, all the media we're consuming. It's just to be aware how things are changing and stuff.
Yeah, especially here today, I think it's important to talk with other people, because I learned so many things I literally did not know before. So I think it's really important to reach out to your community or like your friends, ask them their opinions on things, and you're going to come out with so much more information than you started with. So I hope everyone enjoyed today's discussion, and I hope you took one or two things away from it that you'll continue to carry on. And yeah, thank you for listening.
I actually have one more thing to add, and I think it should be talked about. This is for you, Hayden. If COVID-19 were to be an ice cream flavor, what do you think that would be?
That's a good question. Maybe something like pistachio?
It wouldn't have a taste.